AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Police arrested a man at Atlanta's bustling airport after getting a tip from his family that he was planning to shoot up the place. At a news conference yesterday, Atlanta Police Chief Darren Shearbaum says Billy Cagle of Cartersville, Georgia, was arrested at Atlanta's International Airport and is facing multiple charges, including terroristic threats.
At approximately 9:40 this morning, the Atlanta Police Department was alerted by the Cartersville Police Department of a potential threat at the airport. Cartersville Police Department was alerted by the family of Mr. Cagle that he was streaming on social media, that he was headed to the airport, in their words, to shoot it up. And the family stated that he was in possession of an assault rifle.
President Trump has a court victory as he seeks to deploy more National Guard troops to Democrat-led cities.
The fight is not over.
A federal appeals court has ruled President Trump can take command of 200 Oregon National Guard troops, but Governor Tina Kotek points out,
until the district court acts on the second temporary restraining order, National Guard members from Oregon, or from other states for that matter, cannot be deployed.
That second order issued after the president tried to evade the first order by deploying California National Guard troops to Oregon. The Trump administration has argued the legal reasoning underlying the two orders is the same, making the second also invalid. It's argued the troops are needed to protect federal property from protesters. Kotek says,
the federal agents on the ground are essentially instigating conflict with folks who are lawfully protesting. The shooting off of tear gas and other things.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Two of President Trump's envoys traveled to Israel to shore up the ceasefire in Gaza. That comes a day after deadly violence gave the fragile deal its first major test. This is AP News. President Trump has vowed to reach a fantastic deal with China as the two countries wrangle over tariffs and rare earth minerals. AP's Jennifer King.
President Trump and the Prime Minister of Australia signed an $8.5 billion deal over rare earth resources as the U.S. leader looks for countermeasures to China's new minerals export restrictions. Washington and Beijing are playing hardball over tariffs, but President Trump expressed confidence he can work out a deal with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
China's paying 55% and a potential 155% come November 1st, unless we make a deal. And I'm meeting with President Xi. We have a very good relationship. We're going to be meeting in South Korea in a couple of weeks.
Beijing infuriated the Trump administration with the new requirement, which demands that foreign companies get approval from the Chinese government to export magnets containing even trace amounts of rare earth minerals originating from China. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.